بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ثم بدا لهم من بعد ما رأوا الآيات ليسجننه حتى حين. Respected elders and dear brothers, Yusuf alayhi salam, after he was invited by those women to engage in a crime, in a sin against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned in the previous scene, in scene number 12, Yusuf alayhi salam, he went into isolation, he went into a secluded spot. He raised his hands and he made dua to Allah. Rabbi, O Allah, the prison, as-sijnu ahabbu ilayhi. O Allah, the prison and the dungeon of Egypt is more beloved to me. Not that he wanted and desired to enter into this dungeon or to go to a prison. It is a desire, and can we imagine how the dungeons and the prisons of the past must have been compared to what the prisoners have today. So Yusuf alayhi salam made this dua, oh Allah, rather go there into that prison than fall once, slip once and commit a sin against you. I can bear that temporary hardship, oh Allah, but the pain of committing a sin of this nature against you is too much for me to bear. And it is a pain, it is a suffering, it is a hardship that I'll have to live with in this life and perhaps face the consequences in the akhirah, in the year after as well. So that was the dua that he made, and we concluded with the dua of Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, moving on to scene number 13, Allah says, ثُمَّ بَدَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا رَأَهُ الْآيَاتِ. Later on, even after having seen the signs, we are referring now, in scene number 13, you have the minister, the Aziz, the husband of Zulaykha. He is seated there with his close associates, his inner circle, his advisors. They are seated. What to do? Because now the secret or this incident started circulating amongst the people in the city. And it's a matter of preserving the reputation and the respect and the dignity of the royal family. So he sits with his advisors and his counselors, and he discusses the matter with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِن بَعْدِ مَا رَهُ الْآيَاتِ. After they saw the evidences, and they were certain that Yusuf alayhi salam was the innocent party, while Zulaykha was the guilty one, after seeing all these evidences and all the signs, Allah says, they decided, what was the decision? لَيَسْجُنُنَّهُ حَتَّى حِينَ. That it is most proper and appropriate to imprison him for a certain period of time. This is the best thing for us to do to preserve our reputation, is let us imprison Yusuf. Let us imprison him for a period of time, for a stipulated time, once the rumor has settled and once people have forgotten about this incident and this terrible thing which had happened, then we will have him released from prison. But right now we need Yusuf alayhi salam to be out of mind, out of mind, out of sight. And that is exactly what they did. So on the one hand, but this is the system, the plan of Allah. It's all the plan of Allah. Yusuf alayhi salam made the dua, and this is the manifestation of the dua. While he is making dua on that side, the Aziz, he is sitting with his counselors and advisors, and they are taking a decision that corresponds and coincides with the dua that Yusuf alayhi salam had made. We move on to scene number 14. Yusuf alayhi salam is detained, and he is sent to the dungeons and the prisons of Egypt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the event when he comes into the prison. Allah says, وَدَخَلَ مَعَهُ السِّجْنَ فَتَيَانَ. As Yusuf alayhi salam is being admitted into prison, Allah says there are two other men. And two men entered the prison along with Yusuf alayhi salam. Who are these two men? And why does the Quran make specific mention of them? Yusuf alayhi salam, when he entered the prison, there were these two criminals. And the one was the cupbearer of the king. Not the cupbearer of the Aziz, the cupbearer of the king. The cupbearer meaning he was in charge of attending to the king's wine. He would serve wine to the king. So he was known as the Saqi, As-Saqi. As-Saqi is one who gives drinks and serves drinks. So he was the cupbearer of the king, and the other was the cook of the king. So here you had the king's cook and the king's cupbearer. Both of them are admitted into prison at the same time Yusuf alayhi salam is being admitted. For what crime are they being admitted? Both of them were charged with trying to poison the king. Both of them were charged with this crime. But of course, only one of the two was the guilty party. So while the matter and while the case was still under investigation, and they were still investigating which of the two was the guilty one who tried to murder the king, they decided they would imprison both of them. So you had these two people entering the prison of Yusuf alayhi salam on a charge of trying to kill and poison the king of Egypt, where that time was Ar-Riyan ibn al-Walid. Riyan, the son of al-Walid. Yusuf alayhi salam, when he entered the prison, subhanallah, he would always be engaged in ibadah. And his fellow inmates and the fellow prisoners, they were so surprised at Yusuf alayhi salam. He would attend to the needs of his fellow prisoners, and he would see to their comfort, and whoever required any attention, whoever fell ill and became sick, Yusuf alayhi salam would be there to serve that person. And the people of the prison, they just fell in love with this great man, Yusuf alayhi salam. They were so much attracted to his character and to his kindness, to the affection. Even the officer in charge of that prison, when he saw Yusuf alayhi salam and the wonderful character that he displayed, he says, "Wallah, if I was in charge of your case and if I had the matter in my hand, I would have released you from prison. But that I cannot do. But what I can guarantee you, O Yusuf, while you are in prison, I will ensure that you do not experience any form of inconvenience." In fact, one of the prisoners, and according to one narration, the officer himself, he told Yusuf alayhi salam that, "Wallah, Yusuf, I love you for the sake of Allah, or because of the love that you have shown us, and because of the care and affection that you have displayed while you are in prison, really I love you." Yusuf alayhi salam says, "Watch what you say. Don't tell me you love me. My aunt loved me when I was 12 years old, and because of her love, I was charged with theft." We spoke about the incident. Remember the belt, the stolen belt? Right? So because of her love, I was charged of theft and I was deprived of the company of my father for a whole year. Then my father fell in love with me, and because of his love, I ended up in the pit of the well. Zulaikha fell in love with me, I'm sitting in prison. Please don't tell me you love me. Okay? Because every time someone fell in love with me, as a consequence, I suffered because of that love. So Yusuf alayhi salam, we come back to the two who came in with Yusuf alayhi salam. They observed his character, they observed his nobility and his piety. So they came up to him, both of them, these two, the cupbearer, and the other was the king's cook. قَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا They came and they narrated dreams that they had seen to Yusuf alayhi salam. And remember, one of the great ni'mas and favors of that Allah had bestowed upon Yusuf alayhi salam was Allah gave him the ability of interpreting the dreams and incidents that people had experienced during their lives. So one of them said to Yusuf alayhi salam, "Inni arani a'siru khamra." Yusuf, I had a dream. In the dream, I saw myself pressing wine. In other words, pressing grapes or pressing fruits in order to produce wine. That is the dream that I had. I saw this. And I had this dream, I'd like to know the interpretation. While the other one, what did he say? Inni arani ahmilu fawqa ra'si khubzan ya'kulu tayru min. I had a dream as well. So the one who had the first dream, the one who saw himself producing wine and manufacturing wine, he was the cupbearer. He had that dream. While the cook, he had another dream. What dream did he have? He saw himself carrying a basket on top of his head filled with bread, and birds were coming and eating of that bread. This was the dream that he had. So they said, "Oh Yusuf, nabbi'na bita'wili. Please do inform us of the interpretations of these dreams, inna naraka min al muhsinin, we have studied you, we have watched you, we have noticed your nobility and your excellence, and we certainly consider you to be amongst those who are absolutely kind and who are always engaged in goodness, so we find that you are the best person who will be able to interpret these dreams for us. قَالَ لَا يَأْتِيكُمَا طَعَامٌ تُرْزَقَانِهِ إِلَّا نَبَّأْتُكُمَا بِتَأْوِيلِهِ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمَا. Yusuf alayhi salam said to them, in order to build confidence within them, he knew the interpretation of the dream. It was the need that drove these two men to Yusuf alayhi salam. But before attending to their need, Yusuf alayhi salam first wants to impress confidence within their hearts that I really do have the ability to fulfill that need for which you have come for. Sometimes a person comes to your door and he comes begging for something, or a person comes seeking assistance from you. So it is that need that drove the person to your door, or who drove that person to make that phone call to you. It was a need. But at the same time, you'd like to offer him some advice. Perhaps you want to guide him with regards to something or giving him some advice. First, before imparting the advice to him or giving him a long talk or a long nasiha, a long bayan on whatever it is that you wish to convey to him. Perhaps you want to talk to him about the ill effects of begging, or you want to sort of advise him with regards to his management skills when it comes to his financial dealings and so forth. Before you get to that advice, first comfort him. And first what you're going to do is impress within him the confidence that you are going to fulfill the need. So you tell the brother, okay, you have asked me for this, I will sort it out. The need that you want fulfilled, I will fulfill it. So now his heart is at rest, his mind is at rest. Now you offer him the advice that you wish to offer him. But if you commence by advising him, he's not really going to take that advice. He won't be able to absorb that advice. Why? Because his mind is still unsettled. He's giving me all this advice, but I want to know, is he going to fulfill my need or not? So Yusuf alayhi salam, he wants to give these two people da'wah. So what does he do? He says, no food provided for you shall come to you, but I can give you its description before it comes to you. Yusuf alayhi salam says, you know what? Before your food, your next meal comes to you, I can describe that food, exactly what time the food will come, the description of the food, the type of food that you will enjoy, and I can tell you exactly the quality and everything about the food before the food even comes to you. And when they realized this, Yusuf alayhi salam described the food, and he explained the food, and everything related to the food. They found that, subhanallah, this is a man of nobility, a man of great excellence. So he now instilled within them that confidence. And now they were comfortable, they were at ease, they were at rest. Yusuf alayhi salam then said, ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عَلَّمَنِي رَبِّي. Thus, I do not attribute this knowledge to myself. It is not my know-how, it is not my skill, it is not my ability. But this is what Allah has taught me. Always attribute the skill, the knowledge, the strength, the power to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never attribute it to yourself. Always attribute it to Allah. This is what Allah has taught me. Then he begins advising them before interpreting the dreams. He wants to give them da'wah. And this is one of the primary objectives as to why Allah allowed Yusuf alayhi salam to go into prison. And alhamdulillah, you find today many people also making efforts in the prisons and working amongst the Muslims and working amongst the prison inmates. Yes, they perhaps are criminals and they have maybe committed some of the worst crimes that can ever be committed, but they still deserve love, they still deserve rahmah, they still deserve the mercy, they still deserve our attention. Yesterday I was speaking to a brother who went to the Free State, and he told me he visited some prisons over there, and 21 prisoners had embraced Islam in a period of 1 week. 21 prisoners. And he says, we didn't go there with the intention of giving them da'wah. We were teaching the Muslim prisoners and we were imparting knowledge to them. And they came forward and they says, what is this? What is this deen? 21 of them had embraced Islam. So Yusuf alayhi salam began calling them to Islam. إِنِّي تَرَكْتُ مِلَّةَ قَوْمٍ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. He says, listen, I have abandoned the way of those who do not believe in Allah and who are deniers of the year after. I have left that path. وَاتَّبَعْتُ مِلَّةَ آبَائِي إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ. And I have followed the way of my fathers, Ibrahim, Ishaq, and Yaqub. ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا. It is not for us that we associate any partners with Allah. And again, all this is of the favor of Allah. Yusuf, amazing, the positivity that we learn from the story of Yusuf. He is in a prison, in a dungeon. He is surrounded by criminals. And he is in this terrible state, outwardly bad condition. Yet he keeps on praising Allah. هذا من فضل ربي. This is from the fadl, the grace and the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He keeps such a positive, and that's what we need in our lives. If you want your marriage to succeed, you want your relationship to succeed, you want anything to succeed, we need to give off positivity. Do away with the negativity. That's the only thing that will help us progress and move forward in life. What does he say? He says that this is from the fadl, this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alayna upon us. Wa ala nas, and this is the grace that the people enjoy. Walakin akthar an-nas la yashkurun. But many people are not grateful to Allah for this bounty that Allah has blessed them with. The ability to recognize Allah, the ability to enjoy day of Jumu'ah, the ability to have the Kaaba as our Qibla, as our direction, to be amongst the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has guided us to the deen of Islam. So many have been deprived of this great deen of Islam. Many people do not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this bounty. Ya sahibay as-sijn, a'arbabun mutafarriquna khayrun amillahul wahidul qahhar. He now invites them to tawheed, to monotheism, to the oneness of Allah. Oh, my fellow prisoners, are different gods better? Would you rather have different gods? Rabbul Barr, a god for the land, a god for the sea, a god for the skies, a god for provision, a god. Are different gods better? Amillahul Wahid, or one Allah, one God who is Al-Qahhar, who is dominant and powerful. Ma ta'buduna min duni illa asma. Whatever you worship other than Allah, سَمَّيْتُمُوهَا. These are names which you have coined. You have this God and that Lord and this idol and this deity. These are names that you have made up and that you have fabricated. مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent down any authority for these gods and for these names. إِنِ الْحُكْمُ إِلَّا لِلَّهُ. All sovereignty belongs to Allah. Allah ta'budu illa iyyah. Do not worship anyone but Allah. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ. This is the only right path. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But most of the people do not know this. Now he comes and he interprets the dreams. After giving them this da'wah and after imparting the advice that he wanted to impart to them. What does he say? He says, يَا صَاحِبَهِ السِّجْدِ. Oh, my fellow prisoners. أَمَّا أَحَدُكُمَا فَيَسْقِي رَبَّهُ خَمْرًا. One of you will serve wine to his master. In other words, one of you will be declared innocent, and the charge will be lifted from one of you, and he will continue serving wine to his master. So he will not be crucified, he will not be killed for trying to poison the king. وَأَمَّا الْآخَرِ. But as for the other one from amongst you, فَيُسْلَبُ. He will be crucified. He will be killed. He will be charged. And he will be found guilty for the crime. فَتَأْكُلُ طَيْرُ مِنْ رَأْسِ. And he will be killed. His head will be severed from his body. And his body will be left in the open, that birds will come and eat off the head after it has been amputated from his body. And that was the interpretation that he had seen, the dream that he had seen. He saw birds coming and eating from the bread that he was carrying on his head. So the cook was the one charged of the crime. He was the guilty one. And he was found guilty. He was crucified. He was killed. And the cupbearer, the one who served wine to the king, he was proven to be innocent. And he was released from prison. He continued serving wine to his master. قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ الَّذِي فِيهِ تَسْتَفْتِيَانِ. Yusuf alayhi salam then explained to the two of them that this time is the matter you are asking about. This is not something that I have come up with. This is not based on conjecture. This is not based on some guesswork. But this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined, and indeed it will come to pass. وَقَالَ لِلَّذِي ظَنَّ أَنَّهُ نَاجٍ مِّنْهُ مَذْكُرْنِي عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. The one whom Yusuf alayhi salam felt, and whom Yusuf alayhi salam believed, according to the interpretation of the dream, that he will be released. Who was he? He's a cupbearer. Yusuf alayhi salam called him one side, and Yusuf alayhi salam says, listen, you will be released. When you are released, and you are before the king, you are before your master, you are before your lord, the king of Egypt, اذكرني عند ربك. make mention of me. Just tell the king about me, that the innocent man who was charged of a crime that he did not commit is still languishing in the prisons, in the dungeons of Egypt. Everyone seemed to have forgotten about him. They promised to send me to prison for a short period of time. They have forgotten about me. Everyone has forgotten about me. Just make mention of me to your king, to Ar-Rayyan ibn al-Walid, so that perhaps he can arrange for my immediate release. Both of them were released, and the one, of course, was crucified, while the other continued serving the king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكْرَ رَبِّهِ. Shaytan caused this man, the cupbearer, to forget to mention Yusuf in the presence of the king. He totally forgot. And forgetfulness, time and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, forgetfulness comes from shaytan. Forgetfulness comes from shaytan. And that's why in the Quran, Allah says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ. When you forget something, immediately remember Allah. Remember Allah, take the name of Allah, recite durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An amazing thing that you will experience it, wallah, when you forget something and you go into a state of forgetfulness, send durood, keep on sending durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taking the name of Allah azza wa jal, and it's amazing how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow you to remember what it is that you have forgotten. So Allah says, فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaytan caused this man to make mention of Yusuf. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so he remained in prison for a few more years. Allah used the word bid'ah. He remained in the prison for bid'ah sinin, for bid'ah years. Bid'ah is any number from 3 to 9. So according to majority of the scholars, Yusuf alayhi salam remained in prison for another 7 long years. We move on to scene number 15. Away from the dungeons and the prison of Egypt, we in the palace of the king. The king Ar-Rayyan ibn al-Walid, he awakes up, he gets up and he rises from his sleep one morning. Again, the system and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wakes up one morning, he's in the palace, and he had a disturbing dream the night before. You know, sometimes you wake up in the morning and you have this dream and you feel that this dream really has some meaning to it, and you really need to have this dream interpreted. So that is what happened to the king of Egypt. Now we are speaking of the king, not the Aziz, not the minister. He's out of every scene in the story of Yusuf. What was the dream that he saw? قَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ. And the king said, he gathered the interpreters and he gathered the soothsayers and the courtiers. He gathered all the knowledgeable people from his kingdom and he had them seated before him. And he tells them, إِنِّي أَرَى. I have seen سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ. I have seen in a dream 7 fat cows. بَقَرَات سِمَان. 7 fat cows. يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٍ. And these 7 fat cows were eaten by 7 lean cows, by 7 thin cows. And what else did I see in my dream? وَسَبْعَ سُمْبُلَاتٍ خُضْرٍ. I saw 7 ears of grain. Ears of grain. Okay, which were green, which were fresh. وَأُخَرَ يَابِسَاتٍ. And I saw another 7 ears of grain which were dry. So that's the dream that he had. 7 fat cows, eaten by 7 lean cows. And in his dream he saw 14 ears of grain. 7 of those 14 ears of grain were green and fresh, and the other 7 were yabisat, were dry. So he turned to the people and he says, Ya ayyuhal mala'u aftuni fi ru'ya in kuntum lirru'ya ta'burun. O people, tell me about my dream. Interpret the dream for me if you can really interpret dreams. What did they say? Qalu adghathu ahlam. This is just muddled up stuff. It's just a whole lot of things, jumbled up, confused things. Okay, it has no real meaning. قَالُوا أَضْغَاثُ أَحْلَامُ. أَضْغَاثُ, what's a dikh? Dikh is when you take a whole lot of things and you jumble it up together and you mix it up together. They said this is all that it is. You have just seen a whole lot of things. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِتَأْوِيلِ الْأَحْلَامِ بِعَامِلِينَ. And we do not know the interpretation of dreams. وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةٍ أَنَا وَنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرُسِلُونَ. The cupbearer, he's standing close by and he hears the discussion. He's serving wine to all those who are present. And he hears of the dream that the king had. And he hears the response. They all say, we do not know how to interpret this dream. He comes forward. He comes forward, the plan and the system of Allah, amazing. At that point, Allah is now wants Yusuf alayhi salam to be released from prison. So he comes forward and tells the king, he says, wait, hold on. I know somebody. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّةِ. After a long period of time, 7 years have passed, and now he remembers Yusuf. Now at this point he remembers Yusuf. He says, you know what? I know a man, he's in the prison, he's in the dungeons, send me to him, and I will have this dream interpreted. So arrangements are made, and he is sent. This cupbearer, the Saqi, he comes to the dungeons of prison, he locates Yusuf alayhi salam, he finds Yusuf alayhi salam. 7 years later he comes back to Yusuf, and as soon as he comes to Yusuf alayhi salam, we move on to scene number 16, where we come back to the dungeon and the prison of Egypt. Yusuf ayyuha as-siddiq, aftina fi sab'i baqaratin siman. He says, oh Yusuf, the truthful. Immediately he comes to Yusuf alayhi salam, he introduces himself. Yusuf alayhi salam recognizes and identifies the person. And he says, oh Yusuf, this is a dream that the king had. Fat cows eaten by 7 lean cows, 7 ears of grain which are green, and 7 others which are dry. Inform me, tell me of the interpretation of the dream, لَعَلِّي أَرْجِعُ إِلَى النَّاسِ, so that I can go back to the people and I can inform them of the interpretation of the dream. Yusuf alayhi salam, I mean, you and I, what would we tell this man? Hey, wait, hold on. What happened to you 7 years ago? I sorted you out. I interpreted the dream for you. You were released from prison. I asked one small favor from you in return. 7 years I've been waiting for you. Here you come back after 7 years, not to have me released from prison, but asking me for another favor. What does Yusuf alayhi salam do? Nothing. He doesn't mention anything. He starts interpreting the dream for this person. And in the next week, inshallah, we will learn of the interpretation of Yusuf alayhi salam and how he interprets this dream of the king. May Allah grant us the understanding.